Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you ran into somebody who'd never listened to country music before, didn't know what you were talking about, what artists would you recommend that they listen to? Now, you got to think, this is the artist that I believe would give you a good picture of what country music is about. For me, I would just have to go George Strait, but I don't think anybody would be surprised by hearing me say that. But it's not just because I'm a fan. It's just because I think that's quintessentially, to me, the sound of country music.
I agree.
Amy, you're what would you recommend?
I didn't grow up on country music.
Which is why I like hearing what you have to say even better. I want to hear this.
That's not usually how it goes. Yeah, you shouldn't have an opinion at all. No, but my aunt and my uncle and their kids, they love country music. And I remember growing up with my aunt, I would go, I'd be in the back of her car. She had a teal Ford Explorer. I loved it. And she always listened to Tim McGraw. It's the first country song I think I really heard was Please Don't Take the Girl. Mm-hmm. And that's what I associate country music with is Tim McGraw. And of course, I listened to it. I have his greatest hits album and all that stuff. I'd pick that up. But that was really my first experience with it.
I think Tim is a good choice because you don't realize today how long Tim's been doing. Mm-hmm. He's been around a long time now, and his repertoire is large. He's got his catalog is big, mm-hmm. and he can do anything from the more traditional stuff to mm-hmm. the real contemporary stuff.
I feel like you could almost split it down the middle. You could say, yeah, I agree with you on the whole George Strait thing, but if you're looking at today's modern music, I would say it's like a Thomas Rhett.
Well, nobody's doing better on tour than he is right now, for sure. He just sold out in Chicago. And
it's windy up there.
Yeah, and again, he's got the gene. He's got the singing gene and the songwriting gene.
Don't you wonder how much of that is talent versus what is taught talent, and then what is just inherent to him?
Yeah.
Well, these successful songwriters will tell you there's a formula for writing a good song. You know, his dad was just named Songwriter of the Decade. I read somewhere how many number ones he had written. It's a staggering number of number one songs, but that doesn't include all the other songs that he's written that have been recorded by, just tons of different country artists. He's one of those go-to guys.
Yeah.
I want a hit song. What's Rhett got? Mm-hmm. Go buy one of his songs. If someone you met had never heard country music, what artist would you recommend for them to listen to give them an idea of what country music is like? I said George Strait. Amy said
Tim McGraw.
And Chase went the other direction.
Split down the middle. If you go old school, George Strait. But if you think about radio today, it's like Thomas Rhett.
680 Wolf, what say you? You can post it up on social media too or give us a call. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have to go Hank, Will, and Whaley, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Exile. The older stuff, that's real country.
Man, I love the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Always have. I always crank them up loud.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man, thanks for calling. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'd recommend Toby Keith.
Oh, yeah. A good choice. I think Toby does a good job of doing everything from the traditional stuff to the more contemporary-sounding stuff. And he's got sort of what I would consider a true country sound to his voice.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man, thanks. America. Thanks for calling. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. I asked calling about your country music. Who I think would.
Yeah, who would you recommend?
For the older stuff, George Strait, George Jones, Waylon Jennings.
It's George and Willie and Waylon and all those guys.
Usual suspects.
That always come up. And you can't go wrong with one of those acts. When you think about collectively how many huge hits that those people had, just name Waylon, Willie, and Johnny, for instance, and how many songs that they had. Now, Johnny Cash, you start talking about Johnny Cash, and you go back to, the Carter family, and that's those they're also featured in the Ken Burns thing, which people are loving, by the way.
Yeah.
All of my friends are saying they're just really enjoying watching this thing on PBS. Whereas Ken Burns is no amateur at making documentaries. It's sort of his thing.
No, that Civil War one he did?
Yeah.
Man, that was really good.
The soundtrack to that is also very good. You took that the other day. I'd already taken it and listened to it. Have you listened to it very much?
Not all the way through. No.
It's got some great music on it. And, of course, you know that's available, too. Everybody's watching the Ken Burns country music documentary, talking about the origins of country music, talking about who you'd recommend. If you met someone who'd never heard a country song before, never knew anything about country music, who would you recommend that they listen to? 680, what's the number?
Redneck by Hardy.
You know what? It's such a fun song. You've got me in the mood. I'll just pull that out and play it here in a minute.
Hey, go ahead and do it, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Turn it on up. All right, bye.
Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I was calling about the country music.
Yeah, what's your name?
Logan Anderson.
Hey, Logan, what would you recommend? Who would you recommend?
I would say Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean. I know a lot of people today, they're there. He's at the top of their list. He's doing well on the road, too. Jason Aldean it is. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Tell you about Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
I would say Garth Brooks.
Oh, you're a big Garth fan. You like?
Yes, sir.
You know, when Garth came along, there was a split down the middle. Half the people thought that he was the greatest thing that ever happened to country music, and the other half thought he was the worst thing to music. So Garth Brooks it is.
I'm one of those that thought he was the best thing to happen to country music.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, don't you guys forget about Alabama or Blackhawk either.
No, we never do that. All right.
No, there's no danger of me forgetting Alabama or Blackhawk, pal. I can tell you that.
All right. Those are some good ones.
All right, man. Thanks.
Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.